news, but it's sad news. It's not happy news.
What?
I know.
It's impossible.
Sad Kermit news coming up. It is 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Amidst more controversy surrounding the Trump presidency, the president himself is reacting to the Donald Jr. email story.
The president has really been keeping a low profile throughout all of this. This is the third consecutive day he's had no public events on his schedule ahead of his trip to Paris tonight. The controversy surrounding his son has really overshadowed this White House and really consumed the White House, overshadowing the president's agenda ahead of his next foreign trip.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The Trump administration has canceled the search for a new FBI headquarters, but Maryland politicians are not giving up the fight.
There are going to be repercussions to all this.
Senator Ben Cardin says the Maryland delegation has leverage sitting on some very important committees.
And we intend to exercise that oversight responsibility.
He and other Maryland elected officials say the move from the Trump administration to end the search for a new FBI headquarters just doesn't add up, especially when the current headquarters, the Hoover Building, is crumbling.
It puts our Homeland Security at greater risk.
Prince George's County was home to two of the three finalists. County Executive Rashern Baker is not ready to give up.
You have the money right now to move forward. You've got to do that.
At the Capitol, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A recent rash of homicides in Prince George's County has prompted police to put officers on 12-hour shifts and add extra patrols to areas where the violence has risen. The county has seen 12 homicides in the first 11 days of July. Chief Hank Stawinski says many of those killings are the result of people using guns to settle disputes. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is touting another transportation milestone for his administration. He says they're now able to move forward on nearly all top priority projects across the state, including a new I-270 interchange in Gaithersburg.
Today, we are finally able to move forward on this new interchange here at I-270 and Watkins Mill.
Hogan says that project will improve one of Maryland's most heavily traveled roadways. Many people worry about being injured or killed in a highway crash in which their vehicle collides with another. But AAA says figures show that single-vehicle crashes are more likely to kill you. AAA's John Townsend.
The vast majority of crashes in the Washington metro area are single-vehicle crashes. That tells us that the person did not run into another vehicle. There was not a collision, but the driver made an error due to either inattention, intoxication, distraction, drowsiness, or going too fast.
In fact, he says in 2015, 3 out of 4 fatal accidents in D.C. involved only the one vehicle. Did you buy anything from Amazon yesterday on its Prime Day?
If the e-commerce giant's forecast is correct, this year's Amazon Prime Day, which ended Tuesday, generated a record $1 billion in sales. Wall Street analysts say that's a jump of more than 50% from last year and rivals the total spent on some of the biggest U.S. online shopping days, including Cyber Monday and Black Friday. Amazon says this year's event featured hundreds of thousands of deals, whereas last year's event offered about 100,000. For the first time this year, the online retailer offered Prime Day discounts in Mexico, India, and China. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,409, the Nasdaq at 61,93. Sports, the American League wins baseball's All-Star game in 10 innings. At Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic advances to the quarterfinals. Venus Williams reaches the women's semifinals. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is for you.
It's Chris Plant, weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris, you educate me 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I'd like to thank you for that, sir.
A pleasure.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 7 seminars in the D.C. metro area the week of July 10th with weekday sessions 1 and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
D.C. heading into town on 50 through Chevrolet, heavy to merge onto 295 down toward East Capitol Street. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway looks really good, nice and light through Riverdale this morning until you get on to Kenilworth Avenue. Now for New York Avenue, lanes open, heading up to the signal lights at Bladensburg Road and off and onto the 3rd Street Tunnel, just filling in some of those delays. Now north of New York Avenue, crash on North Capitol Street at Florida Avenue. Watch for police at the scene there. Let's go Maryland into Rockville, Wooten Parkway at Tower Oaks Boulevard for the crash. That puts it east of 270. So if you're in that stretch, each direction, you're going to see a little bit of a hang up there. For 270, it's been about the volume. And here we come through Hyattstown out of Urbana in Germantown now into Rockville slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms around today with the morning overcast eventually mixing with some sunshine. Upper 70s near 80 for the low tonight. On Thursday, isolated thunderstorms, 96. Friday, a few thunderstorms possible in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Stafford, 73 in Frederick, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. President Trump's FBI director nominee faces a confirmation hearing today. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Great to be here with you. We've got Senator Ben Cardin joining us at 7:35 this morning. Let's talk about this FBI building, the Trump administration's decision to keep that building in D.C. and not come up with a new location in either Virginia or Maryland. I have a lot to say on that subject. And then Ron Meyer joins us at 8:05 from Loudoun County. He's a supervisor there. And he'll be in studio to talk about the prospect of yet another bridge into and out of Washington, D.C. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais. I'm joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I want to talk about Donald Trump Jr., Don Jr., in trouble. He took a meeting with a woman, Natalia Velasnetsky.
Nice try.
But he took, we're going to call her Natalia.
Yeah, that's all.
Veselnitskaya, that's it. Veselnitskaya. It was all set up by a man named Rob Goldstone, who is a publicist, and he's very well connected in the show business industry. He's, you know, if you go to look for him, you'll see pictures of him with Richard Branson, with Michael Jackson, Bob Geldof, Kathy Griffin, and others. So he's very well connected, and he's been very involved in PR with a lot of high-profile concerts, Tony Bennett, Sting, and on and on. How this guy got so connected is amazing to me, because he just doesn't, if you look at some of his social media, he doesn't come across as that bright. Well, he has a connection to the Trump family via a Russian pop star who is very popular in Russia, very, very well known, right, very wealthy, and his father happens to be a builder, just like Donald Trump. So
he's the Donald Trump of Russia. And the kid, the performer, his name's Amin Agalov. Agalarov, rather, and he's known simply as Amin. He performed at the 2013 Miss Universe pageant, which was in Moscow. So that's sort of where all this connection comes from, because of course Trump's involvement in the Miss Universe pageant.
Right. So this guy Rob Goldstone, that's how they all know each other. All right. So Rob Goldstone sent Don Jr. an email saying, "Hey, I want you to meet with somebody. I've got some information. This person claims to have information regarding the Clinton campaign and Russian donations to the campaign. I could give it to your manager, the woman who is kind of like the gatekeeper for the Trump family. I could give it to her, but this is really sensitive stuff. So Donald Jr. says, okay, I'll meet. This sounds great. I'll meet with you. You've got some possibility of crime and Russian collusion with the Clinton. Sure, I'll meet with her. He gets to this meeting, and Jared Kushner was with him, and he's and Paul Manafort. And this woman, kind of, according to Don Jr., kind of says a couple of little things here and there. It was clear she had nothing. And she launches into this Russian adoption and the Magnitsky Act.
Right.
The Magnitsky Act was a punishment from the United States, which enables us to impose sanctions on Russian officials accused of human rights violations. And so in retaliation for that, Russia stopped allowing American families to adopt Russian children. And that's apparently what this was all supposed to be about. It was so boring. After 10 minutes, Jared Kushner got up and left. Apparently, according to her, Paul Manafort spent the whole time on his phone, not even paying attention. That's how uninteresting this was. And after 20 minutes, Don said, okay, thanks so much. And he left. And that was the end of it. Didn't think about it twice. She failed to deliver.
And yet today we're hearing that people are saying, well, that signifies that they were open to collusion, even if it wasn't collusion. They appeared open to it. Isn't that a problem?
Yeah, they might have. They might have done something bad. And it's so bad that Senator Tim Kaine is saying that Don Jr. may have committed treason?
We're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Oh, come on. Treason on what grounds, Senator?
If you want to shut anyone up about this, what I've learned is to just say to them, and what crime did he commit? Because they can't tell you what crime he committed, because he didn't commit a crime. I'm not a lawyer, but I haven't had anyone tell me yet what crime he committed, so, and maybe we can get that answer.
Clearly, there's a judgment question here. You know, Donald Trump Jr., he wants to be in a position to help his father, clearly. He has the promise of being, apparently, according to this email, of having an opportunity to demonstrate Hillary Clinton's nefarious dealings in Russia. So it would make sense that a Russian source would share that information. But of importance here, and this is in an email that was released yesterday by Donald Trump Jr., is what Rob Goldstone, was saying to him. Quote, "This is obviously very high level and sensitive information. But is part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump helped along by Aris and Emin and Amin?" So this is, again, that line right there, is part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump, is the kind of thing that should give you pause. So the question of, was there naughtiness here on the part of Donald Trump Jr.? Yeah, maybe. But does it rise to the level of treason or even uttering those words? No. And that's why, you know, Senator Kaine should be really clear about what he's talking about before sharing it in public. You either allow an investigation to run its course, or if you're going to shoot off about something like this, provide the evidence. Give us, the American people, some evidence that bolsters you even beginning to have a conversation about the Trumps committing treason. That's not there.
888-630-9625. You heard Senator Tim Kaine say Don Jr. may have committed treason. We're far past obstruction. We're on to treason. Are people overreacting?
Yeah.
And is this really just another example of the drum I pound all the time that it's the Democrats controlling the narrative? And, you know, the Republicans don't help their cause. You've got Susan Collins saying, Donald, I think it's necessary for Don Jr. to come before our committee and testify and answer some questions. And you've got Lindsey Graham even trotting out on the Democrat side here.
On its face, this is very problematic. We cannot allow foreign governments to reach out to anybody's campaign and say, we'd like to help you. That is a non-starter.
If a foreign government comes to your campaign, and let's just say maybe they had come to Hillary's campaign and said, hey, we've got this dossier on your opponent, and it's got all sorts of lurid stuff. It can help your campaign. Do you? Maybe it was done by Fusion GPS, maybe, just say. Do you think the Clinton campaign would take that and use that and get it out to the public in order to help their campaign? I can't imagine that would happen, right?
Right.
No, it happens all the time. This is called politics, people. And it's just mind-boggling to me that Lindsey Graham goes, that's very problematic. And Susan Collins goes, well, I think we need to have him testify. Why do the Republicans form a firing line every single time? It's one of the most maddening things.
Well, yeah. And in a world where everyone pretends that they're not adopting a political consideration and they're only wanting the truth, everyone in Washington is adopting a political consideration, and Republicans should be, hip to that. That Democrats are using this as a political opportunity, and they shouldn't play along. There's going to be more than enough Democrats calling for this.
Well, we're going to find out if you think this is overreaction. 888-630-9625. But first, we're going to get you to work. It's 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, we can do that. We've had two separate accidents quickly cleared to the shoulder, but we can still check it out in through that sun glare. Interstate 95 northbound as you come out of Dale City toward Newington. Heavy on the brakes most of the way. The crash near the Fairfax County Parkway has been cleared. Same story with 66. Sunshine definitely a factor here this morning. And as you push past Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, the accident near 123, that had been confined to the shoulder. New problem is going to be getting onto the southeast-southwest freeway out of Virginia. Crash reported near the Case Bridge before you get to Main Avenue in the 3rd Street Tunnel. For Maryland on 29, do watch. We had a crash reported south on 29. As you come out of Fairland, we've been doing okay, but south of Cherry Hill Road before you get into White Oak, accident reported. Heads up in Old Town Alexandria, King Street near St. Asaph Street. This is just one block south of North Washington Street near the Starbucks. Have a bit of police activity in that area. You might find some street closures. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today cloudy early, then a mix of sun and clouds, a stray shower, a thunderstorm possible with a high near 95 today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, again, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. We'll hit a low of 78. And then tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, again, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 96. Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 79 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
3 out of 4 Americans failed a basic retirement quiz. Get a retirement crash course on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So we're talking about Don Jr. And we had Tim Kaine coming out and saying, it's treason. What he's done, we're on the verge of treason here. Well, law professor Jonathan Turley disagrees with that.
It's like we have this giant Rorschach test where everyone sees ink blots and sees crimes everywhere. I mean, the criminal code has defined elements to it. You just don't find these ambiguous crimes. Some people have said this could be treason. For the love of God, treason is defined in the Constitution. This is not treason.
Yeah, treason is defined in the Constitution as levying war against the United States and providing aid and comfort to the enemy. Don't think what Don Jr. did rises to that level.
Right, is everyone overreacting? 888-630-9625. Clay, good morning, Clay. You are on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Clay. Is everyone overreacting?
Absolutely. Anybody put themselves in a situation, you have an interest in something and someone comes to tell you that your opponent is breaking a significant statute, you would show interest in that, no matter who is bringing that to you. And the alternative is you turn a blind eye, and that's unacceptable as well. So, it's kind of a we would all do it because we would want to know if a crime was committed.
Absolutely. That, Clay, is the posture that the Republicans should be taking. The Republicans should be saying they need someone to run their messaging. They need a messaging department, period. They need someone to run it. I'll do it. What they should be saying, the memo should have gone out immediately saying, hey, Don Jr. had thought that there was a crime being committed here, so he went to find out if there was a crime being committed. Does he not have that obligation to find out if there had been a crime committed?
So everyone else in Washington, the way that this is normally handled is they send a surrogate to handle this. They don't send their son, their eldest son. Hillary Clinton would send Sid Blumenthal to a meeting like this. And then Sid would find out if there's information and then email her as an unofficial surrogate of the campaign. He'd be like the Roger Stone. Instead, in this case, it's a very Trumpian thing. The whole Trump family, they decide at any given moment if they want to know something, they just find out themselves. Donald Trump, the day after the election, is calling the head of the National Park Service to find out what his crowd size was. This is the most Trumpian thing ever. So Trump Jr. decides, okay, I'm going to take a meeting. If it was a different situation, if it was Hillary Clinton, if Sid Blumenthal would have done that, they would be today explaining to us, oh, Sid was just freelancing, he has nothing to do with us, he was just finding out some information, but we have nothing to do with that. But instead, somebody from the campaign, Don Trump Jr., decided to do this.
Well, I think it just goes to show the naivete on the Trump part, you know, the family, the campaign, the whole bit, is I do think that they're very naive in thinking that, like, we're not doing anything wrong, this is all above board, but they don't realize they're going to get hammered even though they did nothing wrong. So Don Jr., here are my emails. Look, I didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. They don't get that it doesn't matter whether you did anything wrong or not. It doesn't matter whether you did something illegal or not. Oh. You are going to be hammered and hung out to dry as if you did.
Many of their supporters see their lack of political experience as an asset.
Right. Exactly. But in situations like this, not so much. Glenn and Frederick, good morning, Glenn. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Glenn, we overreacting?
Good morning. Yeah, I would like to know what happened to the investigations in the Fast and Furious, Lois Lerner, the RS scandal, Benghazi. Why does the Republicans always just drop the ball and drop that as soon as, you know, they're in power?
I just think they're afraid. They've been out of power for so long, they just don't know what to do. They just want to just keep getting reelected and hope nobody notices them.
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans did hold Eric Holder in contempt of Congress, but I think a lot of people would agree that it seemed like too little too late on that, and many of these investigations ended up sort of fizzling out, as you said.
And they don't get in front of the camera and make their case. They just don't. I want to get Chuck in Virginia in here. Chuck, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So, Senator Kaine had his statement on treason, and that explains why they lost the election. They make statements based without facts, just innuendo, and a rush to judgment.
But it works for them.
Well, not exactly.
But I think they lost the election because of other things. Hillary just wasn't a good candidate. But 9 times out of 10, Chuck, when they rush to the microphones and they make these allegations, the media carries their water for them and runs with it, and they damage their opponents.
I guess it depends, Mary, on what you see as the victory, whether or not they convince the media or whether or not they win elections. And in the latter category, Republicans have been cleaning up.
Absolutely. But are they allowed to govern?
Well, yeah, I mean, constitutionally.
Yeah, but they're not getting anything done, and that's the problem. 722 on WMAL.
Pastor John Hagee and Christians United for Israel invites you to join Vice President Mike Pence for a night to honor Israel at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center on July 17th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Registration details available at www.kufi.org/summit.
And this is Mary Walter, and you know, my amazing dentist I've been going to for 20 years has decided that he was retiring. So Larry O'Connor told me I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I did. And after visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. I am not a fan of dentistry. I have my issues, but after getting to know them, I felt so comfortable that I told them about what makes me nervous when I go to the dentist, and they said it's perfectly normal. I don't feel judged at all. And that's who they are. They're compassionate. They get it, and they want to work with you. There's no rush. They go at your speed. If you don't want them to do something, they won't. You are in total control. They want you to be comfortable so that you can get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy and not put off a dental visit until you're in pain. You'll get follow-up calls after procedures. You'll get emails, and they even give you their cell phone numbers to call anytime. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion.
while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility. Save up to 60%.
Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Mattresses starting at just $99. Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable, starting at just $22 per month. Shop worry-free with our price match guarantee. Find a better price? We'll match it plus 50% of the difference. And let BedMatch help you take the guesswork out of buying a mattress. Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Visit sleephappens.com to find a store near you.
7:25, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, temporarily held up all lanes of 395 northbound at Seminary Road just after Duke Street for the crash. And what they're trying to do here is rearrange the vehicles involved in the accident, get them off that narrow left shoulder, and then they're moving everybody over to the larger right shoulder. And that's why, again, they've stopped all traffic. Boy, it's amazing here. The crews that are on the scene standing out there in the middle of the road. What the work they do. Thank you. Oh, and now all lanes have been reopened. So now you're moving again. So 395, that's the story as you pass the landmark area with lanes reopened. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. Now, elsewhere, we have been busy. Old Town Alexandria, King Street, right near St. Asaph Street. That puts about a block south of North Washington Street. Closures in that area, police department activity. Heading into town, New York Avenue, lanes open, signal light delays. But north of New York Avenue and North Capitol Street at Florida Avenue for the crash. To Rockville, overturned box truck involved in the crash on the Wooten Parkway east of 270. Puts it right at the intersection of Wooten Parkway and Tower Oaks Boulevard. A lot going on there. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More heat, more humidity, a lot of cloud around early as we go through the day. We'll mix clouds with sunshine, isolated showers, thunderstorms. 95 feels hotter. I'm meteorologist Ray Stijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees at 727 on WMAL. Don Jr. in hot water. And I think after him, it'll be Eric. And after him, it'll be Ivanka. We're going to eventually go through each one of the Trumps to try to discredit the family as a whole and try to discredit the president.
That's the key.
That's what this is going to be. Just never ending. Let's go to Kathy in Fairfax. Kathy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Are we overreacting here, Kathy?
Good morning. I think it's a big, fat reaction. And you know what? I think that for the Republicans not to be standing up and saying anything and doing anything is absolutely pathetic. These are the scholars that pay these outrageous amounts of money and tuition. This is what this is how they represent us. I mean, yesterday I heard Representative Schiff come on and say the same thing. And when I called his office and asked the question, if this is so bad, this meeting is so bad with Trump Jr., why is it that 13 servers in Hillary Clinton's basement in New York that were breached, for God's sake, and numerous other violations...
is not a big
why
deal.
Not sitting in jail?
Good question.
That's a great question. And they'll say, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. The answer you're going to get is, she's not president. He is. This is with Trump, not Hillary.
Yeah, justice is only for the president.
728 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hi, everybody. Jay Leno here. And I'm back
with an all-new season of Jay Leno's Garage. Join me and my guests, Tim Allen, Michael Strahan, President George W. Bush, Wanda Sykes, and more. Living quickly, living almost obnoxiously, living the dream. Or is it a nightmare? Yeah! Jay Leno's Garage. All new Wednesdays at 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Senator Ben Cardin. He is upset that the FBI building, the prospect of building a new headquarters in Maryland in his state, not gonna happen. He's upset about that. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. Donald Trump Jr. is defending his meeting last summer with a Kremlin-connected lawyer in hopes of obtaining damaging information on Hillary Clinton. But Trump Jr. also concedes if he could do things over, he would do them differently.
100%. I would bring it to the proper authorities. So there's nothing that I would do to ever endanger this country. I think the reason we fought so hard during this campaign, whether it was my father and the work that he put into it, whether it was the rest of our family and the efforts that we put into it, and you know those efforts well, it's because we'd do anything for this country, so we're never going to put that in jeopardy.
Donald Trump Jr. spoke last night on Fox News. There have been a dozen homicides in Prince George's County in the first 11 days of July, now prompting the county police chief to put officers on 12-hour shifts and add patrols to violence-prone areas. Area members of Congress are fuming over the Trump administration's decision to drop plans for new FBI headquarters. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen.
This is a reckless decision made by the Trump administration.
And Maryland Congressman Anthony Brown.
It's a broken promise by President Trump, both to strengthen our national security and invest in infrastructure, because this FBI relocation would have done both of those.
And Maryland Senator Ben Cardin is also upset at the project's cancellation. He will join us here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall right after this news. A D.C. woman is among several people suing President Trump for blocking them on Twitter. Rebecca Buckwalter Poza says she was blocked after replying to one of Mr. Trump's tweets in June. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,409, the Nasdaq at 61.93. Sports
struck him out. American League wins again. A 10-inning game in Miami.
Joe Buck with the call on Fox Sports as Seattle's Robinson Cano homers in the 10th to win the game for the American League. At Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic advances to the quarterfinals, Venus Williams to the semis. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at FortinetFederal.com.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMBC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it had to be UMBC.
With an affordable quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career. Like Shatasha Smith at University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers.
Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at felintonlaw.com. That's felintonlaw.com.
Is this summer finally going to be the one you get to use your timeshare again, or is it going to be yet another year that you missed the boat in booking, that all the places you wanted to go were already reserved? Call Timeshare Exit Team, the most trusted name in the industry. This year alone, they will save their customers millions in maintenance fees. Let them save you some money, too. Call 844-928-EXIT and schedule your free consultation. 844-928-EXIT. 844-928-3948. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. See insects or discolorations on your plants or lawn? Come visit with the plant doctor, Greg King, to remedy your problems. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters for 270. Don't have anything reported in the way. It's been about the volume, but we do have a crash in Rockville east of 270. Closing most of the intersection of Wooten Parkway at Tower Oaks Boulevard. This crash involves an overturned box truck, so a lot happening there. Watch for police direction. But again, that's on the Wooten Parkway at Tower Oaks Boulevard. Now, around the Beltway we go to the Wilson Bridge. Delays beginning before St. Barnabas Road, but everybody's really bunching up here near 210. Reports of a crash right in this area. In fact, crews are moving the cameras around. So again, the 210 in the far right local lanes before you get to the Wilson Bridge accident just reported. Heading in through town and north of New York Avenue, on North Capitol Street at Florida Avenue for the crash. Inbound Suitland Parkway accident happened in the backups after Naylor Road. Tough go coming in from the west, 95 and 395 into the Sun Glare. The crash, 395 north at Seminary Road, pushed to the shoulder, and in Old Town Alexandria, King Street. Watch for some lane closures south of North Washington Street over near St. Asaph Street with police department activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances low, temperatures high. You factor in the humidity, it'll feel close to 100 today in spots. 95 the forecast, high isolated showers and thundershowers. Best chance west this morning, but looks like everybody get a shot at storms as we get into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Springfield, 74 in Damascus, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 737 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A lot ahead on the show, including 8:05. We'll have Ron Meyer. He's a Loudoun County supervisor. We'll stop by to talk about the potential for another bridge crossing the Potomac in and out of Washington, D.C. Maybe less traffic, hopefully, if something like that happens. A lot ahead here on Mornings in the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais. I'm with Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat from Maryland. Senator, welcome. Good morning to welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Oh, it's good to be with you. Thank you very much.
We're so glad you joined us. So I hear, a rumor has it, that you guys are not going to be able to go on vacation in August as long as you thought you were going to be able to go on vacation in August. Is this a good thing that Congress is going to hang around and maybe do some work for the 2 weeks in August?
Well, what I hope will happen is that the majority leader will reach out to Democrats and we'll work together and get some bills done. We've offered that, but if Mitch McConnell continues to try to jam through this health care bill that will hurt millions of Americans, I'm not optimistic we're going to get much accomplished. So, yes, we should work. We should get things done. I'm all for that. But it's got to be a process that brings Democrats and Republicans together, and we solve not only the health care issue that's open, but also the budget issues, We have a lot of matters we need to take care of. It doesn't make sense just to stay here and get nothing done, but if we get things done, absolutely.
Senator, the president, over the past couple of days and before that, has been accusing the Democrats, your party, of obstruction on getting his nominees through, and we've seen some responses from Democrats saying, well, it happened to us as well. Is that your sense of this? Are Democrats obstructing the president's nominees?
No, not at all. If you take a look at the number of nominations that have been brought forward by this administration, it's one of the slowest in bringing appointments forward. I think the president's talking about his nominations. That's not the major problem right now. The major problem is, can we deal with the health care? Can we deal with a budget? Can we deal with the economy? Those issues are Russia, security, those types of matters. And those issues are, there's no possibility that we can delay those matters. They haven't been brought up for votes by the Republicans.
All right, so let's move to the issue of the FBI building. You've had a lot to say about it yesterday. Just want to get your perspective now that we've had a little bit of time on the fact that the Trump administration has decided that they're not going to be moving the FBI building at this time to either Virginia nor Maryland.
Well, this is a tragic mistake for our national security. The FBI facilities today are inefficient. It is compromising their ability to keep us safe here at home. It is compromising our ability for national security. It's very, very inefficient. They're in a dozen different locations. Their building, their main building, is not a secure facility. We identified in 2011 the need for a new facility. That process started. Congress has authorized it. In the Senate, we've authorized it twice. We've appropriated now close to $1 billion. To have this done, Congress and the compromise budget we just passed told the administration we will fund the full project, and then the administration decides just to pull the project. That this makes no sense at all, and it is certainly against the interests of our national security and the taxpayers of this country.
Senator, instead of, we've talked about this yesterday as well, we've been asking this question, instead of spending more money and building a whole new headquarters, why can't we downsize physical government and do some telecommuting and have people work from home? Why not have senators do more work in their districts and maybe start that with the FBI building?
Well, the FBI has a critical function. The work that they do requires the synergy of people being able to work together in one location, share information. We know that in today's communication system, you got to be immediate in responding to urgent issues. The FBI deals with terrorism, deals with fraud, deals with so many different issues that you got to have the people on site ready to move when something happens. And they have to be able to communicate. They have to be able to collaborate. You can't do that if they're in different locations. So you need to have that type of synergy.
Yeah.
That a centralized facility allows to happen for our national security.
Talking to Senator Ben Cardin. Senator, on this issue of the FBI building, my confusion around this has always been, why only D.C., Virginia, or Maryland? Clearly, it stands to benefit the communities within our listening audience economically, but it does cost a lot of money to build close to D.C., and we're looking at, you know, $2 billion expense for the government. Why not open it up to the rest of the country to have the FBI move somewhere?
Well, there are critical agencies that are located in this region that are important to the FBI for its work. There are labs that are located close by that are important for their work. I think the FBI believes that it's critically important to be in this region. I might point out that the two locations that were in Maryland and Prince George's County, the cost factors there were very reasonable, even on if you compare that on a national basis. So we do think that it is competitive in Prince George's County for a campus or a consolidated facility to be built in the best interest of the taxpayer.
One more question for you here this morning. I want to get to Senator Tim Kaine floated the idea that we could be in a discussion of treason when it comes to the Trump administration and Russia and these new revelations about Don Jr. Are you sharing Tim Kaine's assessment that treason is a consideration right now?
I'm going to let the investigators take the facts and draw the appropriate conclusions as to accountability. I will tell you this. If a person suggests a meeting with a foreign agent with information the government has about that could be used in our elections, the first call that person should make should be to the FBI and not to set up that meeting. So I think that this is an extremely serious matter, and we'll let the investigators take it from here.
All right, Senator Ben Cardin, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic day.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
7:44 on WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Are you single and using online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe she'll be stunning and laugh at all your jokes and you'll fall in love. And it'll turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch uses real dating experts to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
7:45, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. If this is your trip, heading from Maryland into Virginia, your delays are beginning this morning before St. Barnabas Road, but the hang-up now is to get past 210 in those far right local lanes. That's where we had the latest incident. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. So bunched up again to the Wilson Bridge. Heading across the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Very slow to get by the crash just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. And if you're coming out of the southbound 3rd Street Tunnel, you're merging in toward right where the accident is. So watch for police there at the scene. Florida Avenue and North Capitol Street. That puts up north of New York Avenue. Watch for police department. Well, it's a crash and police are still at the scene there. Old Town Alexandria is where we have police department activity on King Street, just south of North Washington Street. Look for closures in that area. And Rockville, still dealing with the crash involving the overturned box truck. It's going to be on the Wooten Parkway east of 270 at Tower Oaks Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we're in it now. We'll stay in it. The heat, that is. Temperatures in the mid-90s will feel hotter, probably at 100 with the heat index. Maybe a little bit hotter in places. So starting to get into that dangerous category. Isolated showers and thunderstorms around today with the morning overcast eventually mixing with some sunshine. Upper 70s near 80 for the low tonight. On Thursday, isolated thunderstorms, 96. Friday, a few thunderstorms possible in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
Apparently also not easy being the man who voices Kermit the Frog.
Oh, no.
That famous voice. That is actually Steve Whitmire. And according to a Muppet fan site, Tough as Pigs, Steve Whitmire has left his role as Kermit. He has been with the Muppets creator Jim Henson and his Muppeteers since 1978. And he has voiced Kermit since Jim Henson died in 1990. So
wow.
He's been the voice of Kermit for a really long time.
It's a pretty good haul, yeah.
Yeah, the Muppet Studio spokeswoman, after this came out on Tough as Pigs, said that Matt Vogel will be now taking over the role. He has voiced such characters as Big Bird, Robin the Frog, who I am unfamiliar with, and the Count.
Robin the Frog is a much smaller Muppet.
Okay. And obviously a much newer Muppet, because it's after my time of Muppetry. Steve Whitmire, who voiced Kermit, also was the voice of Statler, Rizzo the Rat, Beaker, and some other characters. Now, I don't know. Nobody knows if he's gone totally or if he is just no longer voicing Kermit.
I love that we need to figure this out.
It's
this
drama
is, this
and
is
intrigue.
An investigation worth undertaking. They say the Muppet Studio declined comment on the reasons for his departure. How about he worked as Kermit the Frog for 27 years?
Hey guys, it's time to retire. I gotta go. It's been 27 years.
See,
it's more than enough, don't you think?
I'm thinking you missed your calling. I totally think you missed your calling. I think you should, you know, get out of this radio gig and go to Disney and start doing voices for, because you've got them all down.
I realize Miss Piggy, because she's a woman, only got to do this for a couple years, but I stayed for like 30. I'm done, okay?
I mean, come on. You could be on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon if you did this Saturday Night Live. You could be in the movies, the Muppet movies, the whole bit.
Yeah, I missed my calling. I'm sorry, Mary.
You clearly did.
I got to stay here with you.
So only I get to share in the joy.
Meanwhile, elsewhere in entertainment news, Clint Eastwood has cast real soldiers for his Paris train attack movie. Literally the real people who were involved in the Paris train attack, who thwarted it. While traveling in Europe, you'll remember Anthony Sadler, Alex Gallardos, and Spencer Stone stopped an attempted attack on a train from Brussels to Paris by overpowering the terrorist, who was armed with an AK-47. And now there's a movie being made, and they're going to play themselves. Clint Eastwood is making this. And he likes putting heroes in his films, including Sully and American Sniper.
Very, very cool. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's good. It would be interesting to see those guys play themselves.
Absolutely. We all know that music.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
James Bond, Daniel Craig. Reports appear to confirm that Daniel Craig has changed his mind about that whole, I regret playing James Bond. I never want to be James Bond again. And rumor is he is going to return to the James Bond franchise. He apparently said, he publicly stated that he would rather slash his wrists than ever be James Bond again.
Oh, that's a pretty definitive statement.
Well, rumor has it he apparently got a house on Lake Champlain in exchange for saying, I'll come back and do it again. It's going to be right next to Bernie Sanders.
Wow, that's one way to get somebody to do a movie.
Money talks.
And the fact that you get to be James Bond, how much do they have to pay you to be considered one of like the world's coolest people? That really takes, that's a lot of convincing.
How old is Daniel Craig now? Do we know? I'm curious. I'm curious to find out how old is he. Because I would think, you know, he would be beyond his time to be James Bond, but apparently not.
Yeah, people want to play that role from the moment that they turn 007.
But I'm bummed. It's 751 on WMAL.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options that can be done in a single pain-free visit. What are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry to perform your procedure? I have over 3 decades of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Well, stock futures are higher, indicating a higher open on Wall Street today. A big drop in mortgage applications, down 7%. A jump in interest rates over the past 2 weeks may be to blame. Investors are waiting for Federal Reserve President Janet Yellen's testimony to Congress today to see what she says about interest rates. Meanwhile, Trump Hotels has confirmed that several of its properties have been hacked, including including D.C., Chicago, Las Vegas, and Central Park, New York. The hackers got in between November and March, getting credit card and personal information from guests who made reservations. Trump Hotels uses a third party to handle reservations. Gymboree plans to shut down 350 stores starting next week as part of its restructuring. It filed for bankruptcy last month and will close mostly Gymboree and Crazy 8 stores. It also runs Janie and Jack stores. And Disney's ESPN holds its annual ESPN Awards show tonight. The ESPYs attract athletes and celebrities, and they're on ABC and hosted by Peyton Manning. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
An air conditioner tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell will make you say, wow.
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 Yeah, wow. Seriously, get one of my air conditioner tune-ups from Snell, and you are going to say wow. Wow to lower energy bills. Wow to reliability and constant comfort. And wow because you're going to get that legendary service that my stand-up guys are famous for. Background checked, drug tested, professional, polite, and punctual. You know, stand-up guys. And in a word, wow.
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 A wow AC tune-up from the stand-up guys at Snell. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
755 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is brought to you, sponsored by Sun and Ski. Let's start with some good news in the district. North Capitol Street, we've had the long-standing crash north of New York Avenue, finally cleared. So North Capitol Street to Florida Avenue, now it's about recovering as far as the delays are concerned there. Old Town Alexandria, still a lot going on with police department activity on King Street, right in the area of St. Asaph Street, so that puts it just off of North Washington Street. So you see that area getting a little bit congested, obviously. Now to the Wilson Bridge. Boy, we are struggling each direction, and that's due to the incident on the outer loop side near 210. So if you're leaving Virginia, we still look good approaching the bridge, but once you get across the bridge up ahead to 210, stop and go with the crash along the far right local lanes. Inner loop side, very slow through there as well. Now, don't miss Sun and Ski's outdoor furniture clearance sale. Save up to 60% on dining sets, deep seating sets, sectionals, and accessories at Sun and Ski in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More heat, more humidity, a lot of cloud around early as we go through the day. We'll mix clouds with sunshine, isolated showers, thunderstorms. 95 feels hotter. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 756 on WMAL.
Hey, honey, did you hear about the neighbor's new roof? They found out their warranty wasn't what they thought it was when they got it replaced.
Isn't our roof warranty good for 25 years?
Nope, I looked into it. We lost all the coverage on labor after 3 years, and materials coverage depreciates every year. So now might actually be the best time for us to get a new roof.
Well, we have talked about it.
Let's call New Look Home Design. They'll send somebody out to check our attic and give us a quote on the spot for free. We get a free upgrade to designer shingle colors. Plus, New Look's warranty covers labor and materials for as long as we live here and transfers to the new owner if we sell.
New Look's warranty transfers? And I heard they do new roofs in a single day. Hmm, sounds like we should give them a call.
To see if now is the best time for you to get a new roof, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Call or visit today and get 5 years same as cash on your new roof for well-qualified buyers.
It's the first call I make every morning, dialing the first phone number I ever learned. And Dad always answers, always on the first ring. When he got sick, we promised to help him stay in his home, the house he built with Mom before I was born. It hasn't been easy, but we make it work. But now, this new healthcare bill in Congress could make it impossible. His doctors say the cuts mean Dad may not be able to get the care he needs to stay at home. It's bad enough that this healthcare bill will raise my costs, but it could cost my dad everything.
Right now, Congress is meeting behind closed doors in a last-ditch effort to pass this bad health care bill. But no matter what deals they cut, this bill will raise premiums and take coverage away from millions of Americans. You can help stop it. Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Tell her West Virginia is counting on her. Paid for by AARP.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, they're trying to cast Aladdin, so they want to find a Middle Eastern guy to do it. But it turns out they're having a difficult time finding the right person. It's a very hard prospect when you move away from white people. I don't get it, but we'll talk about it.
And Ron Meyer in studio to talk to us about how to get over the Potomac.